At a critical point in this week's parsha, Yaakov Avinu appears at first glance to be speaking incoherently. The solution to that incoherence may lie in a single word, and in that solution may lie some useful perspective for all of us. Yaakov Avinu shows up. He travels from Eretz Yisrael northward to Syria, to Haran. He arrives at the Be'er, he arrives at the watering spot. The Torah explains that this is where all the shepherds would gather to water their sheep. And he goes over to the shepherds. And Achami, I tell where you're from. We're from Haran. And he says, oh, do you know Lavan? Sure, we know him. How is he doing? Rachel shows up. And then suddenly, after it seems like he's leading up towards, is working his way into, let's talk about Lavan, let's talk about Lavan's daughters. Can you introduce me? And here shows up, Rachel shows up, at the moment they seem to be building towards, he suddenly starts talking about the sheep. And he says, you know, why are you all here? Shouldn't you be watering the sheep? And Rashi explains that he was taking them to task, they're hard workers, and they're slacking off. They ought to be, it's not yet time to come in. They ought to be spending another couple of hours out in the pasturing the sheep and giving them the chance to graze. And they explained to him that, no, you understand, we're all waiting, we're just taking, giving our animals a water break, but we're waiting until enough people show up that we can roll up the very heavy cap on the well. It seems very incoherent. He's leading towards something. At the moment he wants to talk about Rachel, he gets busy giving them mussar. So the answer to incoherence, as I mentioned, may lie in a single word. A word which Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky highlights, the word with which he opens, the first word he says to them, Achai, brothers, may I not tell you? Brothers? Usually not. In Tanakh, we're used to the fact that brother doesn't necessarily literally mean a brother. We use brothers to mean relatives, other relatives. Lavan refers to Yaakov as his brother because they're related. In Sodom, Lot refers to his neighbors as my brothers, at least there. People he knows. Yaakov shows up, never met these people in his life. Brothers? Seems odd. Yaakov suggests that this was very deliberate. And the Rambam describes in the second to last chapter, Hilchos Deos, the mitzvah of Tochacha, the mitzvah of noting to giving people the feedback that they need to grow. The Rambam highlights that one only fulfills the mitzvah of Tochacha if indeed it's delivered in that way. Feedback, constructive feedback to help someone grow. The Rambam highlights it's only one's only mekayim the mitzvah of Tochacha if it's clear that it's being given letova so. I'm seeking to help you. Just like if I saw you making a bad investment or I saw you about to step into something dangerous, I would yell and scream to make sure that you avoid danger. So I see you stepping into spiritual danger, and I care about you, and that's why I'm trying to pull you back from the brink. You don't want to make that decision. If it's coming from a place of self-righteousness, if I'm demeaning the person to whom I'm speaking, or I'm delivering that rebuke is not a mitzvah whatsoever. The mitzvah of Tochacha is to seek to help others. Not only to help them physically, to help them financially, but to help them spiritually as well. And so Yaakov says, Yaakov Avinu shows up, and he sees what seems to him to be a lack of honesty. You know, these people are slacking off for their job. What's he going to do about it? Just to make a cold call, that's pointless. And so he seeks to build a relationship, to be friendly, achai. And that was meant to set the stage for where he was heading, which was, don't you think you ought to go back to work? In a way that he hoped would be taken in the way that was meant positively, and effectively. And so it could be that, in fact, that speaks to the question of coherence also. He wasn't building and asking and making conversation about, you know, plain Jewish geography, or non-Jewish geography, as the case may be, asking where you're from, and do you know Lavan, da, 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 da. He wasn't leading towards, can you introduce me to his daughter? That was all chit-chat. Here we're watching Yaakov, you know, the Holy Tzaddik, who spent 14 years of his life learning day and night, yeshiva, shem, ve'iver, making shitta in a very thoughtful way. He wants to build relationship, he wants to build rapport with these roams, so he can have what's going to be a delicate conversation. And so it's not only the achai, the initial friends, brothers, But the chit-chat was meant to, he was building towards exactly where he climbed. He was laying the groundwork, building rapport, so that he could say, you know, wouldn't it make sense to go back out to work? And that's a perspective that perhaps all of us at times can find effective. To think about what it is that we're trying to accomplish in conversations with people, and to think about where we're actually trying to get ourselves and others. And to recognize the value of positive, constructive feedback, and to learn to differentiate within ourselves honestly between giving constructive feedback and just being self-righteous. And when we're on the receiving end, to be able to have the strength to receive well-meant, well-targeted constructive feedback for the chesed that it is.